because you've never observed the fact that you should only believe what you observe. You've never observed it, yet you already believe it. So you're contradicting yourself. Does that make sense? Okay, it's going to get easier, I promise. I promise. All right. Christianity is intolerant and arbitrary. That's why I know it's wrong. Good. Good. Here's something else. That's why I know it's wrong. Who told you it was wrong? I just hate closed-minded people. They just drive me nuts. Does that make more sense? It gets a little harder, but when you do more of these, your mind starts to open up to more of them, and it becomes a lot easier. You're a Christian only because... This one's easy, but I kind of put it in there to illustrate something. You're a Christian only because your parents were. My psychology professor explained to us how that works. People say things like that all the time, don't they? You only believe in Christ because that's what your parents brought you up to believe. So-and-so says in his book on psychology, yada, 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 yada. Yeah, from my professor. From my professor. He told me that, and that's the way it works out. I think it's wrong, this one's easy, to think that there are moral absolutes. I think it's wrong to think that there are moral absolutes. Come on. Someone else? Exactly. You're making a moral judgment. I'm judging something to be wrong. I'm saying it's wrong to believe that there are wrong things. Okay? It's wrong to believe that there are wrong things. All right. If God is real, this one's harder. If God is real, we're going to spend a lot of time on this later on. If God is real, then why is there so much evil in the world? Connect those two. Let's say the person that said, I think it's wrong to think there's moral absolutes, made the second statement. There's no moral absolutes. Now he says, and by the way, if God is real, why is there so much evil in the world? What do you say? What's that? Who told you it was evil? Where'd you get that? Exactly. What were we going to say, Danny? You can't define evil without God. That's right. I can say to that person, you're right, I do have a problem. I can't explain evil, but you have twice the problem. You have to explain good without God. You know, what's your solution, Mr. Atheist? If there's no God, why is there good and evil? You have twice the problem. And how did you know it was evil? How did you know it was good? The reason why is because God made him.
And that there is evil, so he's making a moral
oppression.
Right. He put morality into it already and that's good. Exactly. A lot of people believe they're evil, but they believe in society. They'll say, well, it's not, but you
have to do what people accept. Yeah, but you see, here's the thing, though. They're using standards and morality to discuss with you because they don't come up to you and punch you in the face in order to get their point across and think it's a good thing. You see what I mean? They have a certain morality about their life. So you're displaying to them that they're living by morality, they just don't admit it. That's really what we're doing. Exactly. They're thinking through reason, they can help you to understand that there's no reason. Through reason. See? All right. Now this one is the kicker, and we're done. All right. Now, and I understand some of you guys are really going to love this stuff, and some of you guys are going to go, huh? Right? It's not going to be your thing. That's okay. But I want you to at least get your feet wet in what a worldview is, okay? Because one day it's going to really come in handy for you. It really is. It really is. All right. Abortion is wrong because it's my body and I should be able to do what I want with it. After all, we're only products of evolution and survival of the fittest. Abortion is wrong. Yeah. What'd I put? Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, I messed up. Sorry. Abortion is okay. I am so sorry. You're right. That's exactly what it was. The Spirit inspired me right there. Okay. Abortion is right. Abortion is right. Scratch out and put right because it's important. Abortion is right because it's my body and I should be able to do what I want with it. After all, we're only products of evolution. And hey, survival is the fittest. This is a tougher one. What's that? Okay. We'll see. It's my body, though. Hey, survival of the fittest. I'm stronger. Well, because I'm stronger. Right. That's true. Okay, but how can I show them how silly that is? By their own statement. They're admitting something right here. That's true. That's one way to go about it. Anyone can do whatever they want. But I still have not proven... I need to prove something very paramount about a naturalist. This person is what? A naturalist, right? He's a naturalist. What has he said that is not very naturalistic? Something that's not naturalistic, that's very, very Christian. Okay? He's living by the Christian worldview, he doesn't know it. He's sitting in his dad's lap and slapping him in the face. It's, what's that? That's part of it. That is part of it. He's making a moral absolute statement. There is morality. But he makes a statement that is very not naturalistic. In other words, that there is a spiritual realm. And it's catchy. Yes! Very good. It's my body. In other words, I'm not my body. I possess my body. You get it? This is my pen. I am not the pen. I possess the pen. I am more than the pen. I am not my body. It's my body. It's my possession. I'm more than my body. Get it? You get it? It's tough. But if you get it, you go, whoa. See, man knows there's a God. He knows he's a soul. And he knows that what he has in this life is temporary. So he says things like, my arm, my body. If he was a naturalist and all there was his body, he'd just say, hey, it's me. I can do whatever I want with me. Right? If you're just your body, then why is a person that's very, very smart not need a neck brace to hold up his head? Because he's got so many deep thoughts in there, right? If you're just physicalness, then why is a person with no legs not less value than you are? Why do I value a person with no arms the same as I would someone that has two arms? Because you're more than your body. You have a soul. God gave you a soul to commune with him, and that's who you are. Your body is your possession. It's not you. And a person that's a naturalist and that believes in evolution will admit that they're more than their body, and they don't even know it. They're saying that they're more than it. Because they're admitting to the fact that they possess their body. Therefore, they're a soul. Well, still, they have to explain it by physical means, though, or they're not a naturalist.
They explain it by physical means or something.
Yeah, there has to be a place that it exists. Well, yeah, we're going to get into the proof of the soul. The proof of the soul defeats naturalism. There's, yes. Like, how would you show them that? Like, if they said that? Yeah, you're saying that you're more than your body. That's what you're saying. Now, it takes a little while. You're going to have to work on it. It does take a while for them to see what they're saying. Some people will get it like that. Some people, you'll have to explain it a few times because you can miss it. But what that person is admitting is that there's more to life than physical things. They're admitting that they are a soul. See what I'm saying? And that's what you're showing them. You're showing them that they have a knowledge already that they're more than their body. See, you are not your body. You are owner of your body. You own it, but you're not your body. And when that comes into it, then they start to think about other questions. They start to say, wow, maybe the body in my body has a soul too. See, I've gone at the bottom of the ship rather than the sail. Abortion's wrong because it hurts a baby. Well, it doesn't matter. That doesn't matter to them. They don't think it's a baby. So I have to show them that man is a soul. And when I do that, then they start to consider. That's why we know abortion's wrong as Christians, because it's a soul, right? It was just a body. It doesn't matter. We know it's wrong because that's a soul. God created that soul. It has a body, see? So that's what I'm showing that person, that he has a soul. And when he sees that, he's more morally responsible. Okay? All right. Deep stuff. Here's what I want you to do. I'd like you to read the next two chapters, the Christian worldview, and then I want you to read how to choose a worldview. The Christian worldview is what we'll be studying next week. We'll be going, well, now we know what the basics of a worldview is, we know the law of non-contradiction, we know what the major worldviews are, and we're going to put them to the test, but now we want to see why is the Christian worldview the one that makes most sense of our given world? Why does it make the most sense? Okay? We're going to see that next week. So, read those two chapters if you can and come prepared, and we're going to do a lot more hands-on stuff. So let's pray. Lord, thank you for this time. Lord, I pray that you would help us to understand that you have given us in our created world reasons to know that you are the way, the truth, and the life. And Father, those reasons alone are enough to convict and to convince the heart of those that you are bringing to you. And I pray that you would help us, as your word says, to give an answer for the hope that lies within us, Lord. Lord, we want to love you with our minds, and I pray that you'd help us to do that in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you guys very much.